Dave Rieger earned a great job, and he helps us in so many ways around the station. And hopefully after we get off the air with my computer. But that's another story, because Rieger, I hope you're listening, Rieger Reviews It, sponsored by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. The temperatures are downright cold outside, which means it's time to get yourself to Jimmy D's restaurant and lounge for a hot corned beef dinty or Reuben sandwich. Proudly serving their legendary Wigley's corned beef sandwiches since 1987. Stacked high, modestly priced. That's Jimmy D's on Grosbeck in Clinton Township. Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. David, how are you?
Hold on a second.
Where's
Good,
David?
Paul. I'm right here.
There we are.
Live from Guernsey's, Paul.
Oh, you're out at Guernsey's because you're running the show. Yes.
Well, Ray is out here with me. So.
Okay. Yes. So Ray Templin, and you, we couldn't do it without you. And it just proves here we have, once again, Dave Rieger doing two different jobs at once. That's just the way it is. But anyway, so now you're not going to be able to help me with my computer because you're going to be busy afterwards. But that's okay. Because you're doing something that's so great along there with Ryan Ermani and Jamie Edmonds, as I have passed the torch along for one of the greatest things we do, Christmas on Us. And you're going to hear all about it live from Guernsey Farms Dairy, where Karen Kinville, the youngest of 14, with her dad, John McGuire, starting the business. Now the third generation is there running the show, Joe Kinville, Greg McGuire. We'll get into that in just a moment. But let's get into the movies. Ella McKay in theaters. What is this?
Yeah, so this is a movie set in 2008, so a time that may be less politically polarizing era. And Ella McKay, she is a attorney, and her life is thrown into disarray when her longtime mentor, the incumbent governor, played by Albert Brooks, by the way, he accepts a cabinet position in the incoming Obama administration. And so it thrusts her into being the governor at a very young age of 36. And in addition to now being the governor, they don't necessarily tell you what state. She also has to deal with her her father, who's very troubled, her aunt, because her mom has passed away, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, kind of serves as her surrogate mother. And also her meddlesome aide, Julie Kavner, and she also narrates in this film. And so it's just about her trying to juggle all of these balls in the air, and it's a comedy, and it's very well done, and we do have a clip.
Let's listen to Ella McKay.
You're 34. You just became governor of the state you were born and raised in. Are you thinking about your mom?
Yeah, me too.
Ella, your father, your brother and your husband.
Where is she?
Can I tell her what it's about?
It's about how she ruined everything.
All right, I'll tell her that.
What? A ticking time bomb in your life.
You didn't want me big sistering, but what happened to that great girl?
Susan, would you be my girlfriend?
A lot of time has passed and we've been with other people or not. Tell
me why. You can use a scream.
Scream?
All right. No. Ugh. No, I might not be able to stop.
It's too bad. I was going to join you.
This movie's actually really funny. It's got a lot of good actors and actresses in it, and I think people will like it. And I'm going to give it three Wiggly sandwiches, Paul. I think people will like this movie.
I saw the promo commercial for it, and that scene with Jamie Lee Curtis screaming, apparently with her daughter, is funny. I mean, it's just funny.
I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis, so famous parents,
obviously. But does she die off early? I hated to hear she dies. She's the mother. I thought you said she was a mother who died.
No, Jamie Lee Curtis is the aunt.
Oh, okay, good.
The main character's mother, she passed away. So she is like her mother figure. But think about Jamie Lee Curtis and her famous parents. And, like, she's been in Hollywood since the day her first movie, obviously, Halloween, where she became very famous. And she's just been, like, just in Hollywood forever. It's still going strong.
A survivor.
Yeah.
Many people in her position have self-destructed over the years.
100%.
She did not.
Yeah, Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh, if I'm not mistaken, her famous parents. So, yeah.
I love Albert Brooks. Good. I didn't even, honestly, didn't know he was still alive. I'm glad he is.
He's great.
And Woody Harrelson is there. Yes. There's got to be marijuana somewhere in this. If Woody
Woody is in this. He's estranged, and he plays like a philanderer, and he's trying to get back in her life after so many years. Love Woody Harrelson. So
he's a great actor too. All right, Three Wigglies. Let's go to the one you can watch at home. What's Wake Up Dead Man, A Knives Out Mystery? Where do we find that?
So this is on Netflix. This is our boy Daniel Craig, who I know better, who everybody knows better as James Bond, actually. He plays Detective Benoit Blanc, and this is the third in the Knives Out mysteries. And he is called to a secluded religious community in upstate New York to solve a seemingly impossible locked room murder. And the film is set in an atmosphere with church and graveyards, and it leads into themes of guilt and faith and morality and the Catholic Church. And a lot of big names in this movie also: Josh Brolin, who plays Monsignor Jefferson Wicks, Mila Kunis, Glenn Close, Kerry Washington, Jeremy Renner, Thomas Hayden Church. A lot of big names in this. And this was originally released limited theaters around Thanksgiving. Now it's available to everyone on Netflix, and we also have a clip for this one.
You're the only one on stage with the Monsignor at the time of his killing. You're the only one at that church who hated his guts.
His spirit really moved him today, huh?
So tell me, what the hell happened?
Everyone thinks I did it. I didn't do it.
This goes way beyond normal police work. This is something you and I have not experienced. A perfectly impossible crime.
This case is solvable, right?
Well, I'm incapable of not solving a crime. Well, you'll see. It's fun.
This is very good. As all the Knives Out movies have been, I will also give this one three Wiggly sandwiches. I think people will enjoy it. Although, every time, like I said, I see Daniel Craig, I see James Bond. So,
yeah, you know what? What I can't understand is, if I'm not mistaken, and I get these things wrong a lot, but didn't Daniel Craig actually say, you know what? I had a great time being James Bond, but now I want to do other things?
100%. He did.
Who would walk away from that?
A lot of actors walked away from James Bond, but I agree. I mean, you know, he was great. You know, if you go through the list of the actors that have played Bond, he's right up there with my favorites, Pierce Brosnan, Roger Moore. A lot of people love Sean Connery, the original.
You didn't love Sean Connery?
I did like Sean Connery, but he was
you
a little bit
like.
Before my time, though.
Oh, okay. All right. You know. Well, there are many of us who Sean Connery is James Bond. Now, there were others that were good, too, and I can't go through the whole list like you just
right.
did. But,
yeah.
And how many Wigglies are
yeah,
we giving?
I'll give that one three Wigglies. Yeah, three Wigglies. I think
oh,
both
boy,
of these.
This is a good
yeah.
day.
Yeah, I think just that they're both really well done, and I think people will enjoy them, and it's a good movie to watch as we head into the holiday season, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I just started watching. Oh, I won't be able to remember it, but I'm like five seasons behind. They're pushing it like crazy right now. What is it? What's the thing on Netflix, a series? Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I just started watching. I'm about to watch the sixth episode of the first season. So I'm a million miles away, but it did hook me.
But you got plenty of time. You got plenty of time over the holiday season to catch up. And then after the first of the year, we can revisit. You can tell us what you think.
Okay. All right. My assignment is in. Thank you for the good job you always do. Have fun out there. You're going to, because Guernsey Farms Dairy is a very special place with very special people. We're going to talk about that as we continue in focus on WJR.